Kasım.
It was written down the Rashba, it was written down the...
Rashbash.
Oh, Rashbash.
Yeah, by the way, he did get the credit, he showed me the Chazor of Adya.
No, so it's good. So he says, Maran Zichron HaBaracha at the end of the day is Mekir.
For...
You can even say
Bracha.
And he says, Bishat HaDachak, you can say Bracha. Meaning, why Bishat HaDachak? What does he mean to say Bishat HaDachak? When you can't find anything else, this thing is subject to a machloket acharonim, whether it's posil or not posil. So why would you put yourself in this situation? But if that's the only megillah you have, so he says you can be so mech al da'at ha-mekilim that it's still kasher and you can even make a bracha.
You make a din. Technically.
Yotze, yes. Yeah. That's how he's machriya.
Yeah.
Especially the way machlokot like these work is that this is really something in the acharonim, whether or not it's me'akev. If you find the Rishon or two that are machriya like the Acharonim, you go to Rishonim. So you found the Rashbash that says that it's only Lenoi and it's not Me'akev. The Gra, interesting, Shmuel showed me the Gra. The Gra's fire and brimstone against the Ramah. With the stick. Dvartema, Maze. Yeah. So I guess briskers will be... Well, maybe not, because the Ramah didn't say it. What do briskers do when there's machloket Rambam and Gra? No, that's a good question. I don't know. Yeah? The Chayra. Ask Rabbi Soloveitchik tomorrow what they do. Ask him if they do Makir. I'm interested. Okay, anyway. So that is... It's good. Baruch Hashem, you're into the... You like the Chabur today? It's good to live it. You live... Stam is the... If you look in the beginning of Sefer Yetzirah, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the otiyot of the Aleph Bet. Aleph Bet is the building blocks of the universe. You see them, not only that, there's Gemara and Masichet Eruvin. The Gemara says that one time, I think it was Daf Yud Gimel, that Rabbi Meir came before Rabbi Ishmael and he asked him, what's your job? And he told him, he says, Lavlarani. He says, I'm a sofer. Rabbi Meir Ba'al Anes was a sofer. So he says, "Hizaher b'melachtecha shemelachtecha melechet shamayim." He says, "Be very careful that your melacha is melechet shamayim." By the way, I don't know if you know. Interesting, the Mashgiach's great grandfather was wrote one of the most important sfarim on safrut that's brought by all of the poskim, Keset HaSofer and others. It's called Melechet Shamayim. His name was Rav Yitzchak Dov Halevi Bamberger of Vedinum Wurzburg in Germany. So he's Mamash Ben Achar Ben, one of the, we have it here. It's called the Melechet Shamayim, and he takes it, it's a play on words from this Gemara. Yizaher b'melachtecha shemelechet shamayim. Your melacha is melechet shamayim, and he says if you add one letter or subtract one letter, nimtzeta machriv et kol ha'olam kulo, can destroy the world. Safrut is not a joke. It's melechet shamayim. It's b'kdusha, b'tahora, you have to know. There's things over there that can be posel, and you don't even know. I'm in the business. I see things that go on as a magia and as a sofer. There's a lot of games. Most of them are good, but there's a lot of scams. A lot of scams. A lot of people taking advantage of people and things that are pasul and make their way onto the market. To be very careful. We didn't even speak. It's a totally different shir altogether, but buying stam, you have to know how to buy and where to buy from, whom to buy from. You have to be an educated customer. There's books that I saw that Inside Stam and stuff like that actually give you like the basics. I don't necessarily agree with everything he says there, but at least you're educated. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go to buy a car, la'avdil, you're educated. You know what I'm saying? You don't go, oh yeah, the salesman at the lot, he told me it's good, so I took it. Apiton, entonces. You go to buy a house, oh yeah, the owner, the previous owner, he said it was good, so I took his word for it. What? You have to take the car to a shop, to a mechanic, you gotta get the house appraised, the house inspection. You don't do that, and everybody understands that. This is my rant for my monologue. When it comes to Kedusha, when it comes to Stam, Mitzvot, anything, as long as they see a beard, everything, all of a sudden, and people are like good, solid businessmen, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about intelligent, good, solid businessmen. And then when it comes to Cheftzim Mitzvah and Yadut and stuff like that, they all get super naive. Why? You know what I'm talking about? A I'm making my own business harder. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, ask me questions. Ask me where it comes from. Who wrote it? Where'd he learn? What's his tuda? You know what I'm saying? Like, but I appreciate that. People think.
You have to have tuda to read some.
Vadai. Yeah, it's called a Kabbalah.
You for yourself, you have to like.
Bivadai. You have to. There's a. Poskim bring down. All the poskim bring down. Kiss the sofer says la halacha. That, and the Mishabur brings him down. You're not allowed to write stam. Same thing with stam and shchita. You cannot practice neither stam nor shchita without something that's called a Kabbalah. Kabbalah is like a smicha. That you know the halachot, you were tested, vizeh, tichtov. Otherwise, the stam is pasul. A misukan. You have to have a ketav Kabbalah. Now, it's like, I don't know, people get like super, super naive when they see. I see this a lot, especially by Sfaradim. I don't know, we're very like trusting, believing, you know what I'm saying? And, Rabbi said, I bought this in Israel. What? Israel's a big place. What? I bought it from some rabbi in Israel. He said it was good. This is what... This. Your life is your stam. Sifre Torah, tefillin, mezuzot, tefillin. That's our oath between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mezuzah. Shomer Deltot Yisrael, protect your house. Mitzvah Ta'aseh Min HaTorah reminds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't you want it to be the highest quality? Don't you want it to be the best? Another thing that I see people do, I get nuts from it. And it's not only by Stam. It's by Etrogim, it's by other mitzvot. You see people, again, I don't have it out for people who can't spend too much money on mitzvot. I get it. Some people don't have that money and they have to buy basic. They want to be yotze vezeo. Mevin, I get it. I'm not talking about the kinds of people that even though they live, you know, very frugally, but they save up. Let's say Avrachim, whatever. Sometimes they live very simply, but they save up throughout the year so they can buy a gorgeous etrog or, you know, a beautiful sfarim, stuff. I'm not even talking about that lifestyle. But then there's other people. There's rich people. There's wealthy, wealthy, wealthy people. They just built a multi-million dollar house. And then they come to look for mezuzot. They come to buy mezuzot. Say, okay, give me the, you know what really makes me really nuts? This is like, they come, when they say mezuzah, they refer to like cases. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, does it come with the parchment? What? You know what I'm saying? The mezuzah is that's the mezuzah, the case. Who cares about the case? I mean, it's nice, whatever, to make a nice case.
Sometimes the case costs more than the actual mezuzah.
And sometimes they cheap out like not shy. No, I have different, let's say, tiers of mezuzah. I have, you know, basic meudar, meudar meod, super, you know, like, so yeah, give me the least. Aval ata ashir. Look how much you spent on your house. Ma ata lo mitbayesh? When it comes to things of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should spend the most. Look to spend the most. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't understand that. Again, I grew up a little bit differently. I love to spend money on mitzvot. That's my chinuch. I love it. I love it. Even sometimes money that I don't have, maybe it's not the most, you know, maybe it's not the most intelligent thing, but I see mitzvot and sfarim and whatever, I go nuts. And there's also, by the way, the Maran Achidan, the Kaf Chaim quote, the Ari HaKadosh. The Ari HaKadosh says meforash, that any time the Ari HaKadosh would go and purchase a mitzvah, whether it was etrog, matzah, tefillin, whatever it was, he would never, ever negotiate with the seller. Ever. Whatever the seller would say, ala makom, he would pay. He says, if you negotiate the price of a mitzvah, the lower you negotiate the price, the lower the sachar of your mitzvah, says the Ari HaKadosh.
You should negotiate backwards. What? Pay more for it.
You gotta be a mensch also, but I'm saying,
like pay extra for it.
It's the mitzvah. Going and you have to train yourself. Huh?
And I mean, so it's good for business.
Again, you have to be proper and you have to be a mensch also. You know what I'm saying? That's also part of it. But don't be cheap on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a mitzvah, don't be cheap. It shows love. When you're splurging on mitzvot, at least as much as we splurge on ourselves, that shows Hashem that you love His mitzvot. It's not just a burden. And I'm trying to... I love to do it. I love to get tefillin meudarot. I love to get mezuzah and lulav etrog and matzah and sfarim and talit. I love to get I wouldn't say necessarily the most expensive, but I spend money with a happy heart to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I love His commandments. Yeah. So, what do you want to ask? Dovi.
I want to ask you, is that how you were raised, or did you learn to do that?
Both. Both. I remember as a kid, I was probably not more than 8 or 9 years old. Where are you from, Dovi? Okay. Do they have in LA, do they have like by Sukkot season salesmen on the streets?
Yeah.
Where, Pico? So, you know, every major Jewish city has, you know, they put up tables or whatever. I used to look forward, my favorite Chag is Sukkot. I don't know, as Man Simchatenu. As a kid, I would make my father take me, probably 8 or 9, take me. I would spend, this was before they had like boutique shops and shuls, and everything was on the street. And I would spend hours with my father, and he would get like tired and stuff, but he was happy that I valued. I would spend hours looking at the different tables and whatever. I was 8, and you know, they didn't have $200 etrogim back then. Everything was cheaper. I would take the most expensive etrog, go from one to, I used to, that was my gishmak, going and looking. My father said, tov, yalla lech, whatever. You would spend 8, 9 years old, matos, I wasn't, you know, barely chinuch, maze, you get a gishmak. It has to do with how you're raised also, but it can be acquired, even if you're not. Yeah, Mishael Matome. How about it?
Someone's in the bathroom on Shabbat, and he has... Awesome. And he has someone's in the bathroom on Shabbat, and he needs to rip toilet paper. What does he do?
Meaning, if you're in the bathroom on Shabbat, lecha techila, toilet paper, either have tissues or prepared toilet paper before Shabbat. Let's say you don't have. L'alacha, because of Kavod HaBriot, we're allowed to do a Drabbanan, which is tearing on the lines, on the perforations, could be Isur Torah, so we avoid that at all costs. But because of Kavod HaBriot, we allow one to tear, to do Melacha Drabbanan of Mekalkel, Kri'a, which is not on the lines, which means if you tear the toilet paper like in the middle, that's permissible. That's mitan.
That's only
no, even kacha, even regular. Yeah.
The person would do with the shino, but it just happens to tear on the line. Is that also the right though, or is that
when you most poskim hold it? If you're doing it with your hands, that's not considered a shinui. Shinui would be it has to be with a different body part.
Elbow or something.
Okay. It's also the rabbanan. It's also the rabbanan. Yeah. Next question. Hello.
Has to do with this. Is it better? I mean, in general, not just Shabbat. Is it better to use baby wipes instead of toilet paper? And also on Shabbat, in terms of the melacha of squeezing the water.
Good question. It's a shear. I'm going to try to condense it. Using baby wipes during the week is highly recommended. Not necessarily baby wipes, but anything, because the way the post can bring down, a person has to learn. To daven and to learn b'nikiyut. The shpitz nikiyut, the poskim say, is when a person cleans himself with a little bit of water. That is the best case scenario. If a person doesn't have water, now by the way, wipes do the same thing because they're moist. They get a deeper clean than just regular paper, and that adds an element of nikiyut to boost limud Torah and tefillah. So that's wonderful. If a person can't, the poskim say, and Kut Yosef brings it down, Shuvot Vanagot of Sternbuch, just make sure to wipe yourself very, very well and make sure that there's nothing left. After that, you don't have to be choshesh anymore, but always using a little bit of water. That's why in Israel, most of the toilets, in public places at least, in shuls, whatever, they have bidets.
Everywhere except America.
Huh?
Pretty much everywhere except America. No?
Right, but they're very big in bidets because of this halacha. That's, you know what that is, right? The spritzy guys. Anyway, the kids say that's the halacha. On Shabbat, it becomes a little bit more complicated because wipes, when they are wet, the issue with that is that there might be an issue of schita. The tremendous machloket poskim, schita, squeezing. Because you're squeezing out the moisture from the wipe. Different poskim Ashkenaz say different things. I don't want to pass in for Ashkenazim on this because I know it's a broad thing. Maran Zichron Vercha paskins la halacha in Chazon Ovadia, as does the Elkut Yosef. They say that using it just gently, meaning using it without squeezing too hard. The halacha is that it's mutar for several reasons. The water is going li'ibud. There's already moisture on the surface that I don't need to squeeze to get more moisture because I could do the job with the moisture on the surface. Therefore, it's pasik rasheh, b'yisur de rabbanan, de lanichale. So as long as you're not pushing hard, you're just doing it gently, it's mutar to use them on Shabbat. Ashkenazim, ask your Rav, because there's different shitot among the Ashkenazim. Yeah.
What does the Rav think of Insta-Rabbi? Nah.
Insta-Rabbi Ed. Friends of mine who run it, and I know them to be very big Talmidei Chachamim, who are Morei Hora'ot, they're worthy of paskening. It's also pretty convenient, you know, to be able to ask any shaila you want and get answers. You know, it's, I guess that was the point. Do I necessarily agree with everything they say? No.
In terms of halacha.
In terms of halacha. That's okay. That's the beauty of the Torah. I disagree with quite a few things that they paskin. That's okay. That doesn't mean they're still ra'u. You can ask them their questions, whatever. They're entitled to their opinion. You know, machloket and halacha is not rare. That's the way the Torah is built, is every tzad, you bring ra'ayot, you bring dechiyot, v'zeh, you learn something new every day. But I think it's a wonderful thing. I think if there's sfekot or whatever, if even after that, it's always good to be me'ayin, especially if you're a ben Torah. Even if you ask a shayla, you have access to sfarim, and you have access to your brains. You're not illiterate, and you know how to learn. Therefore, ask your shayla. Devada ask your shayla. Get an answer. But besides for that, roll up your sleeves and look it up yourself now. Work on it. And even if it's not 100% clear, delve. Bime'ayin. Iyun. Look it up. Don't use Insta-Rabbi, if you're a Ben Torah, as a substitute for looking it up yourself. Use it together. You understand what I'm saying?
They also tell you the source. You can just look up what they told you.
Two questions. What's the significance of saying Shir HaShirim on Friday? And if you miss it Friday afternoon, could you still say like Shabbat day? Or?
It's actually brought down. The Kaf Chaim brings it down. It's discussed at great length in Siman Resh Samach in the Petach HaDevir. Petach HaDevir is one of the foremost Sephardic Turkish poskim on Or HaChaim. In the Dinei HaChana LeShabbat, he brings down from a Kabbalistic reason that Shabbat is the day that we are the most connected intimately with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shir HaShirim is all about that intimate connection between Am Yisrael and Avinu Shebashamayim. So he says it's only appropriate from this Kabbalistic perspective to prepare for Shabbat as we enter Shabbat by reading, reminding ourselves of this love between Hashem and Am Yisrael, and that's what Shir HaShirim is all about. The minhag is to do it on Erev Shabbat. B'diavad, if a person did not, even if it's already Leil Shabbat, you still do it then. However, I haven't seen anywhere in the poskim or anyone actually doing it to read Shir HaShirim on Yom Shabbat. Again, there's never a bad time to read Shir HaShirim. It's part of Tanakh. You can read it whenever you like. But the significance is davka be'erev Shabbat ve'im lo be'leil Shabbat.
What's the significance of, like, in terms of, like, I don't know, segula, let's say, or like if there is even, I don't know,
a segula of Shir HaShirim?
If there is.
Rav Nachman Mibreslev writes in one of his Mikhtavim, I think it was in Likutei Moharan, that Shir HaShirim includes in it, one of the segulot of Shir HaShirim is that all of the refuot in the world, all of the healings of the world are hidden within Shir HaShirim. So if you learn it, if you read it and you learn it b'chavana, a person will be zochet refuot. Rav Nachman Mibreslev writes that. He doesn't necessarily say a source, but that's the source. Kachau Kotev. Yeah. Joe, go ahead.
Before you accept Shabbat, is that what you mean?
Before Mincha or after Mincha, Erev Shabbat. Before Shabbat. Yeah, Yosef.
Is there any reason why some people find a Shidduch faster than others? Is there any real Kabbalistic reason or any reason? What's the reason that people find Shidduch very easy or very hard?
Every person in life has his own Nisyonot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests different people in different ways. Some people it's in Parnasa, some people it's in health, some people it's in Zivugim. It's all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan. Also has to do with Tefillah. There's plenty of people who daven for their Zivug B'Chavana and still they have to wait. So again, there's no guarantees. It's part of Hashem's plan. Why it works that way, I can't tell you. But that's... maybe Hashem wants you to daven harder. Maybe Hashem wants you to... maybe the Shidduch is not yet ready. You understand? HaKadosh, whatever it is, you know. When it comes the time, it comes immediately. Yeah, Rabotai, Laila Tov. Shkoyach for coming.